Have you thought about this? God has given the Bible to you as a Christian that you might be aided in becoming efficient in every kind of honorable conduct and service. Amazing, isn't it? We believe that justification is the great blessing which God gives to believers in Jesus Christ. It includes the pardon of sin, the imputation to us of the perfect righteousness of Jesus Christ, the gift of eternal life, blessed peace and favorable acceptance before God, and all other blessings we need in time and eternity. Justification is not bestowed in consideration of any deeds of merit or of works of righteousness which we have done, but solely by God's grace. It is received upon the exercise of personal faith in Jesus Christ. Justification is that act of God whereby those who trust Jesus are declared righteous in His eyes and free from guilt or danger of punishment. But where do good works enter in? Are they in any wise related to justification before God? Indeed, they are. They are very important. But they are important as the proof that one is justified, not as the merit by which one is justified. That is to say, good works follow justification, not precede it. They come after one is justified, not before. It is very important to keep that order in mind as one thinks of the relationship of justification and good works. Good works are ineffective in recommending one to God or securing the favor of God before he is saved. Hear this solemn word of Romans chapter 4, verses 4 and 5. Now to him that worketh is the reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. I say that is a solemn word indeed. It says that when a person sets out to merit forgiveness on the basis of the works of righteousness which he can do, God holds him responsible for perfect and sinless obedience as if he owed a debt to God. No one can meet such a standard. Therefore, the man who tries to merit forgiveness is left in a hopeless condition. On the other hand, the man who does not try to work to deserve salvation, but who repents of sin and trusts God to save him, will receive salvation as a free gift apart from any works of merit. Jesus told of some who would stand before him in judgment and say, "Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? And in your name have cast out demons, and in your name done many wonderful works?" Now, if good works should ever merit salvation, works like those should guarantee heaven to a person. Don't you think so? But listen to the response of Jesus. He said, "I will profess to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who work iniquity." Now, why were such wonderful works called iniquity by the Lord? They were works performed in the power of depraved human nature, not works inspired and empowered by the Spirit of God. No one can do truly good works unless he is saved. You hear this tragic word from the pen of the Apostle Paul. He wrote of Israel's religious fervor in these words, "For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves to the righteousness of God." How pitiful. Here is God offering His own imputed righteousness to a people, but they're so busy trying to make themselves righteous enough to be approved of God that they do not receive the righteousness which He freely offers them. What an adequate description of multitudes of good-intentioned religious people in all generations. Salvation, that is, justification before God, can never be received upon the merits of good works which a sinner can perform. The only good work acceptable to God is the once-for-all sacrifice for sin by which Jesus offered Himself in His death and resurrection. The benefits of that are received by faith alone. Now, does that mean that good works are not related to justification? Oh, no. Here's the truth of the matter. Good works are the proof that one has received forgiveness of sin and is justified before God. Understand it clearly. Good works are the proof that one is already saved. Consider Ephesians 2, verses 8 through 10. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Examine those verses carefully. First, salvation is by grace through faith. Second, salvation is not of works of merit performed by any man. Third, salvation causes the believer to be created in Christ Jesus. Fourth, salvation's new creation was unto good works, that is, that the believer may live a life of good works. Fifth, God predestinated that those who become new creatures in Christ Jesus should live a life marked by doing good works. And sixth, the good works are possible after salvation, not before. The Apostle James placed great emphasis on the importance of good works in the life of the believer. He declared, "A man may say, 'You have faith and I have works.' Well, show me your faith without your works, and I'll show you my faith by my works. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also." You see, a life of good works is the proof before men that a person is a new creation in Christ Jesus, having been justified before God. Now, how important is it that the believer live a life of good works? It is so important that God gave him the Bible to teach each Christian what kind of life to live. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17 reads, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works." Now that's how important good works are in the Christian life. And here is the purpose of the Bible as expressed in the Amplified Version of 2 Timothy 3:17. "So that the man of God may be complete and proficient, well fitted and thoroughly equipped for every good work." Had you thought about that? God has given the Bible to you as a Christian that you might be aided in becoming efficient in every kind of honorable conduct and service. Amazing, isn't it? God is so concerned that His people live a life of good works as proof of their justification before them, that He has promised several rewards to them. There will be a great day of judgment at the end of the age. Men will be judged according to their works. The persons whose works are honorable will receive a reward. Those whose works are unworthy will suffer loss of rewards, even though he is saved. Now, since we will account to God in the day of judgment, where our works will be evaluated, what manner of persons we should be in all holy conduct and godliness while we live in this world. Now, do not be deceived at this point. Put out of your mind once for all any suggestion that you will ever be good enough or do enough good works to deserve the forgiveness of God. Turn attention from yourself to the Savior and trust Him alone as Savior. Then devote the rest of your life to living the kind of life which will be a living testimony that you have met Him and are justified before God. Jesus said it this way, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven." Father, grant that Christians everywhere might live such discipline of life that their conduct would daily point sinners to you alone, in whom is justification and life eternal. For Jesus' sake, amen.